She studied film at a small design school, then got her master's at UCLA, and was headed straight into the doctoral program there when two things revealed themselves in rapid succession. First, her father had a minor stroke, giving Claire a glimpse of his mortality, and, by extension, her own. And then she had a vision of herself, 30 years in the future, a spinster librarian in an apartment full of cats named after New Wave directors. Godard, leave Rivette's chew toy alone. Recalling her breakfast at Tiffany's ambition, Claire quit her doctoral program and ventured out of the cloistered academic world to take one shot at making films rather than simply studying them. She started by applying to one of the big talent agencies, the agent who interviewed her barely glancing at her three-page CV before saying, "Claire, do you know what coverage is?" The agent spoke as if Claire were a six-year-old, explaining that Hollywood was a very busy place. People attended by agents, managers, accountants, and lawyers. Publicists handled images, assistants ran errands, groundskeepers mowed lawns, maids cleaned houses, au pairs raised kids, dog walkers walked dogs. And each day these busy people got stacks of scripts and books and treatments. Didn't it make sense that they'd need help with those too? "Claire," the agent said, "I'm going to let you in on a secret. No one here reads."